What do I think about what? The people can't hear you.
Yeah, why are you whispering like you're trying to be sexy or something?
My
Sophie.
Yeah.
What you think about this, Rob Kardashian?
No, that's not the
Barry
White voice. Barry White voice is different.
Oh, she ain't ready.
No, that wasn't the. She ain't ready for the Barry White voice. She ain't ready for the Barry White. She can take the Barry Beige for a minute. That Barry White come out, boy. That's a wrap.
Nah, yeah, man. Like, okay, so I was at work. What was this? This happened Wednesday, right?
Yeah, like the last couple days.
Mike, you know what?
I don't know when this happened. I literally saw this either yesterday or the day before, and
no
I was like,
way. "Are you serious?
Are you surprised?"
Yes. Ken, this isn't out for two weeks or nothing like that.
No.
Get out.
You
of here.
You be knowing some of the gossip that we gonna be knowing sometime.
What? I know music gossip. This has nothing to do with music.
I thought you said you subscribe. You told us you subscribe to TMZ.
To the TMZ, yeah, but I don't always look at it. And if I see if I see Rob Kardashian's name, I ain't clicking the video.
Why not?
His punk. Man,
why? Who is he?
Oh my god.
Like
Kardashian.
But why
don't really know who he is either? But either what? What do we?
Oh no! Go ahead.
But I find this surprise. I mean, I believe you, but that this shit was everywhere.
His name was trending, and I clicked it, and it said,
"What's her name?
Black Japan.
Black Asia. Black Vietnam.
Huh? Her mom's name is Tokyo.
Oh wow!
You're what? Fucking lying.
I'm dead ass.
All right.
Wait, is her real name China?
No, her real name is Angela.
Really?
You know.
So why does she call herself Black China?
She was a stripper. Mm-hmm.
That's a stripper name.
Oh, she was a stripper, so she's still...
Yeah.
Neat.
I mean, that's what's
okay.
Oh, my God. Nice.
So I saw his name trending, and I clicked it, and I was like, oh, this chick cheated on him. Okay. And that was it. I didn't know there was, like, stuff to research.
No, I mean, it's... So, for me, I was at work Wednesday, the day after the 4th of July. I was struggling trying to just get into any type of work mode. Mm-hmm. And just was on Twitter, saw Rob trending. Oh, okay, whatever. Kardashian's trending. The hell?
You see Black China
Black trending. China trend, and I didn't even know that they were dating.
Oh, wow.
Oh, come on.
So, you talking about... Okay.
What? Am I supposed to know that?
Well, you old as shit, so I get why you don't, but I'm just saying, you bringing it up as a topic, you should have at least known
I
that.
Just, not if I just found out all of this information after
damn,
it happened.
Ken.
Do you need, like, a background?
I do, please.
Okay, so
educate me.
Okay, so basically, oh, my God, this is just a long-ass story. But basically,
give us the cliff notes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so China and Tyga had a child named King together. And then
that.
Later on, okay, we knew that.
Mm-hmm.
So then later on, God, what are the bullet points here?
Tyga started dating Kylie.
Right.
So obviously Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner.
So obviously,
okay.
So now she's back into the Kardashian, Tyga's back into the Kardashian family.
Right.
Black China is really close to the Kardashian family. They're like, you know, they always hang out. So.
But then that kind of like broke them up because then she and Kim used to be friends and now they're not.
Exactly.
Because Kim didn't say anything about.
All the way
you know he about that reality show.
I know.
Yeah, I am.
I mean, you know, whatever.
I'm that guy.
No shame. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then.
I'm shaming too, bro.
So now Rob Kardashian, right? Like, remember when he was super overweight? Like, he looked like 350?
When? Still. Is he still?
Well, he's still, but no, but shit, he was way worse.
I'm not making a joke. I thought he was still really fat.
No, he's still kind of big, but he was way worse.
Okay.
Yeah. So, kind of, sort of, they hooked them up with Black China. So, Black China.
Who was they?
No.
It was
how you fucking the story up? Go back to Sophie. Cut his mic off, Jay.
Yeah, let's go back to Sophie.
All right, we back. So basically, right. China, I guess, like, saw that as an opportunity to, like, help him out or something. Everyone was like, oh, okay, you know, like, hold on.
So that's why I said they, because they all promoted it.
Who's they?
Kim.
Did they really?
Chloe? Yes. My girl watched the show.
Yeah, they were slick against
it. You watch Keep Up with the Kardashians?
My girl watches it.
No. You watch Keep Up with the Kardashians? Stop trying to.
Hey.
Hey. My girl watching. No,
hey, I just may have the wrong mind.
Yeah,
in
right,
the kitchen,
right.
You know,
I feel what you're saying.
We live in a small condo,
wow.
And we have one main TV. Okay, so even when I play video games in my little man cave, I'm still watching the Kardashians.
I get you.
You know what I'm saying? It's I can hear, I can see. It is what it is. So
okay.
I be knowing, I be privy to this.
So they started dating.
And then, you know, she kind of helped them with the weight. Remember, Kanye made a reference to it on his album.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a baby. And now he feels some type of way because he's been simping about $2 million. And now.
What you mean?
But
they're not together, though.
They're not together now.
Well, I know what simping is, but what do you mean? He was just giving her money?
Basically, $2 million.
Is it child support money or he's just giving her money?
Just maintenance. Black China maintenance.
What does this mean?
Okay, so because basically what it means is, he didn't clarify. Did he clarify?
He bought her a Ferrari. He bought her a crib. Like, he bought her clothes.
Paying the rent.
Where you want to go, baby? I'm paid for. I'm gonna pay for that
surgery. Yeah. After she
oh yeah, surgery.
I saw that part because that was on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I saw that part.
He spent $2 million and like the because they've been dating for like 2 years.
But wait, was it ever clarified that she asked him for all this?
We don't know, but at the end of the day, if you gonna spend $2 million on your chick, you can't complain when you break up. What part of the game is that? No. If you have the money to spend and you spend it on your chick, then you spent it on your chick and you can't complain about that.
But he said he paid for it because of love, though.
What the fuck that means?
That's his fault.
Give me a
what that
means?
That's his fucking fault.
He should have clarified.
Don't mean no. Nah, I don't mean, it don't mean he bought her like he owned her after he paid for some shit.
Exactly.
Fuck you, Rob.
Exactly.
Oh, corny ass.
Exactly.
I'm not with this shit.
So
come on, Mike.
It is. So when I saw this shit, and then I'm seeing Rob Kardashian feeling some type of way. I said, hey, where Chris at? Because she need to bend him over his knee and hit him with a belt. Because this don't make no sense. Yeah, the mama. Chris Kardashian.
But this man could be in love.
Yeah. He is.
He is in love.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
fuck
I mean,
him.
He's all the way in love.
So then go fuck Black China.
Nah, best friend of
go buy a new woman.
Exactly.
And
go
stop
build you a new chick.
But he wanted Black China.
Too bad. Yeah. These motherfucking Kardashians think that they can fucking buy and own everything. Yep. And when anything happens to them, they want to cry and act like they've been done wrong. Fuck all y'all. Mm. I can't even believe Ken want to talk about this bullshit. And Ken ain't even talking. Ken over here texting.
I'm going to throw that out there.
He dropped the shit out of him.
Backs up.
No, but the same thing happened when he dated Rita Ora.
And I mean, man, if I saw
Adrian Bay Long.
Is that Bow Wow?
Bro, that's the dude she was cheating on him with.
That's not Bow Wow?
No, that's the dude, right?
Ferrari dude.
Yeah, that's yeah.
We're looking at the picture.
Wait, Ferrari. Wait, he was mixed
isn't
up with some other shit,
isn't this the dude
shit,
that
right?
she, China was sleeping around with, right?
Yeah.
All right, but wait, is it the same Ferrari that was fucking Ice-T's chick?
I don't know.
What the fuck
know.
Is going
right,
on?
I don't know.
Oh, he didn't even ask what it is.
Wait, wait, wait. All right. So let me talk about this from my perspective, right? Because I heard. All right, whatever. Y'all know
they need Jesus. That's what I'm saying.
What if?
No, it's not even a what if.
All this shit.
Wait, bro.
This is why Rob is mad,
Ken,
dog.
We can't okay. see it. But right. you're basically showing us.
We really
us
can't see it. You gotta explain the shit.
I'm trying to catch Mike up, though.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's some bullshit. Like, so I think it's deeper than, like,
thank
oh,
you,
I gave you money and all. Like, this dude hit him up talking about, like, well, if you don't pay me, I'm gonna let people know, like, that I'm, you know, smashing your chick. Like, so at
wait,
that point,
what? That
I
thought, happened?
I think that happened. I think the dude.
Or you know.
No, that
no,
happened.
I want to say that happened.
Okay.
So I guess at that point, he's like, well, fuck it. I'll put it out there. You know what I'm saying? He's like, well, I'll just put it out there before you. I don't give a fuck. Like, you're not gonna put me in a position where.
To be blackmailed?
To be blackmailed, basically. So it's like, okay, well, I'll just put it out there. And while I'm at it, I'm gonna vent too.
But you don't gotta release my news, though. You don't gotta release my news, though. That's an invasion of privacy.
That's revenge porn.
That's what got him in trouble.
Good.
As the day went on, that's why Instagram took his shit down.
Fucking cornball.
Yeah. Tried to get on. I do remember he tried to get on Twitter after.
He's so fucking lame.
Yeah, he went to Twitter.
But how he shut me down?
What if he was truly hurt though, Mike?
But that's not how you are. Wait,
a cornball.
Did we not just have this discussion a couple like podcast episodes ago? Right, like okay, if your chick hurt you in a completely foul way,
yeah,
go fuck all their friends.
Nah, I didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
I'm cool. I didn't say fuck all their friends.
Not all of them. But a couple of them.
I mean, I'm not against that.
Yeah, no. You
I'm like, I just don't remember me being the one that said that. Maybe you said that.
No, you said that.
You know I didn't say that.
Yeah, no, I know you didn't say that. But you, we co-signed that shit, Mike.
I'm cool with it. That's what I remember saying.
Yeah.
But I'm cool with it.
And look, man, look.
But that's your perspective, though. That's not my perspective.
Rob's perspective is go pray on it and cry.
Yeah, I know. I see that.
Y'all not going to play me like that. Y'all not about to play me like that.
You need some kumbaya.
It won't be her friends.
You need some kumbaya, don't you?
It won't be her friends. But I.
But somebody.
No, and I feel
somebody
you.
Somebody getting their dick.
Somebody. I don't know who.
I don't know. But Rob, but at the end of the
I
day.
I know how to get over.
Of course. All I'm saying is.
I'm
is
old
that
enough to know how to get over.
If you go through a
just straight up, bro.
If you go through a situation, right, where you feel. Your old lady done did you wrong. Regardless of whatever time you spent, money you spent, whatever.
Yeah.
You got to get over that. Like, what part of the game is coming on social media, talking about this, that, crying, being this like a
dude,
little punk ass bitch?
Because to pay China's
so
bill.
I would have said, fuck him.
He did. That's okay. Why he put him on blast.
But all of this far. Stuff about China and stuff.
I'm with Rod, man. You saw all the way.
I would.
He went LeVar Ball on that shit.
And another thing.
Didn't he post like 9 fucking different Instagram shits about this?
Yeah.
Do we really need more than one?
And then his shit got shut down, and then he gonna come on Twitter.
He went on
like,
Twitter.
I'm here, bitch. Like,
I ain't finished yet.
You know I'm a savage. I'm in this. Like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
You switching platforms to talk about this shit.
Hell, goddamn, yeah.
Yo ass need to be in court. Was what the fuck you need to be
in court? Oh, he's probably
in court for what?
In court for what?
What's he need to go to court for?
Huh?
In court for what?
I mean, if he really is upset at China for whatever the fuck it is, like.
So what are you gonna do? Repossess the booty? Like, what you gonna do? You can't do nothing.
Talking about, I'm saying, so like, talking about? Like, I'm talking about as it pertains, like, yeah, yeah, like as it pertains like to his child and stuff. Yeah.
He wasn't really mad about that kid.
Well, hell no. Clearly, come
he
don't
know. Wasn't really mad about that kid.
No, you million. Mad if you know right. A dude is fucking and your child is in the other room and that's my son? Then come on,
that's
like,
part
no,
of it.
No,
you, yeah. I think no. You would be, but do I really think that that's what this is about? Absolutely not. I think this is a bunch of spoiled little entitled fucking fuck boys that want to cry because he's not getting what he wants anymore, and I'm not with this.
But Rob's never been like that though. Like how
he slapped a girl on TV. What the fuck are we talking about? Like, Rob Kardashian. He slapped one of his girlfriends. Man, get the fuck out of here with this bullshit. Man, fuck Rob Kardashian.
No, literally, he
posts every single ex. Why get Madison in here? Goddamn.
I'm like, we're really supposed to sit here and feel sorry for fucking Rob Kardashian.
I'm not saying
I know you're not. I'm saying
I'm looking at it from a different perspective as to why he did what he did.
No, man, you can't justify that shit, right?
But you can.
Hell no.
Because he
up the man.
You telling me? No, fuck that. So you telling me if your now fiance did some shit like that to you?
She not your fiance.
Huh?
Go ahead.
What?
I'm just saying. Because that's not the situation.
But it could be fiance or somebody else. She was bearing your child or already had it. Oh, I'm sorry. Or already had your child and she was doing some shit like she all up on a dude or whatever. And that dude's hitting you up. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that you would take it to social media, but you're gonna be—you gonna feel some type of way about it.
Yeah, damn right. You gonna fuck him up,
exactly.
But I'm not gonna go on Instagram and like, look, my girl did. She sent me this picture of her making out with someone. But get the fuck out of here.
Wait, are you gonna fuck him up or
I'm gonna fuck
like,
him up? If this dude is fucking my girl, and he calls me or texts me whatever and says, yo. I'm
fucking your
girl.
Yeah.
Okay, well, one of us is gonna die today. This gonna be some John Wick shit. This gonna be some John Wick shit.
That's my
shit. I'm killing everybody from here to your house.
Yeah.
But am I gonna put it on Instagram? No.
I will admit, like, putting it on that platform. Anybody that does that shit is like, why the fuck are you doing that?
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And I guess that's what the disconnect is. So you guys do get that. This dude could really be hurt, and he could really be feeling mad about the shit, and just chose the wrong medium to do it.
Exactly.
Okay. He's hurt because what he bought
but
got
he
taken
always
away.
Chooses
exactly.
The wrong medium to do it.
Okay.
In every single one of his relationships, he's exposed every single person that he's been with, cussed him out publicly, whatever.
Yep. He's done
but why wouldn't you?
Yeah, Rita Ora, Adrian Balon.
He's wrong.
What happened with Rita Ora?
So do you
think she never claimed him? My bad.
No,
because
it was
hilarious.
No. Would you?
Well, I feel. But I'm just saying, Rita Ora, like they had like a year and a half relationship.
He was with Rita Ora.
She
fucking shit.
And he was with somebody else. Do I know?
Adrian Bailon. She was in 3LW. She was the baddest.
This when he was Fat Rob?
No, he wasn't big.
No, he was regular Rob.
So he was regular Rob with her. Fat Rob with Rita?
No,
regular Rob.
No,
he got fat after Rita. He got fat because of Rita. What happened.
Oh, Rita was feeding her that good food.
No.
Clearly,
like depression or some shit.
This
right?
Dude
exactly.
is emotional. Oh.
So he was with Rita. She never claimed him.
Mm-hmm.
He felt some type of way because now she's starting to fuck with other dudes, and then he got fat
because upset about that.
Exactly, he was depressed.
Depressed eating,
all that. That's when he got the biggest.
I'm sorry.
Then this is when Black China came into the picture.
Is it just because he's a celebrity? Like, what is this? One of your close friends?
He's a fucking Kardashian. I can't with this.
That's what I'm saying. Is it just because he's that?
Or, he could be a celebrity, but he's a fucking Kardashian. I don't care.
And what I'm saying is, like, take the celebrity out of it. He's one of your friends that was going through a similar situation.
If that was one of y'all, I'd be like, damn, man, that's fucked up. Right. Get some drinks and talk about it.
You so is it just because he's a Kardashian?
No. Right now. If Mike had a situation, right, where it's exactly Rob Kardashian, and he went to Twitter and Instagram and shit, I'm going to be calling this motherfucker, hey, take that shit. What the fuck is you doing, bro?
I'll be driving to his house. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, dog, this is not a good look, my nigga. Right. You might like, motherfucking see time. What the fuck is you doing out here? You know what I'm saying? You can't be exposed like this in these streets,
dog.
But
what if he's in a place? He's might
we could talk that shit out then. Like if you need somebody to talk to.
You think that?
No, I know that. I have been heartbroken many times in my life.
Okay.
I have never ever put this shit out in public.
Work.
But we didn't always have that. Think about this.
Like, look at my last situation that I've told y'all about in private.
Yeah.
I ain't never put that shit on no fucking Facebook or YouTube or any of that shit. That.
Like,
right, because I'm a fucking adult.
But we see all. We see
Rob Kardashian is a little baby bitch.
But it's not just Rob. Like, a lot of people do this shit.
A lot of people, yes.
A lot of people put all this shit out there.
Because they ain't got nobody around them. Fuck that.
Before I forget, okay, so is it not justifiable if this dude said he was going to put it out there on that platform anyway?
I'm confused. What are you arguing?
I'm kind of confused, too.
So it's a couple things. So I'm done with the whole, like, you know, like, he was in his feelings, so he felt some type of way. But I'm done with that because y'all said y'all not against that. Y'all just against the platform. So now I'm talking about the platform because the guy is saying that he was going to expose it anyway if he didn't, you know, cut the deal or whatever. So why wouldn't you just put it out there yourself?
And like that, though? Like with 12 like fucking Instagram shit, right? posts?
Say that again.
The 8 mile shit.
Yeah.
Huh?
8 mile. I mean, the 8 mile shit.
He honestly could have been silent about it.
If you're going to talk about me, I'm going to go ahead and air myself.
Yeah. That's how I'm viewing it. He's like, okay, well.
But Eminem didn't come off like a punk.
Yeah.
And Rob Kardashian comes off like a punk.
Part of the other like, he could have exposed the situation. But
exactly.
I think he went.
Right.
Exactly.
Like, he
got emotional. He got in his feelings.
Let me understand.
Too far.
Rob Kardashian went all the way
in. I think it started off as like, okay, well. Because it started off like that, right?
That's the shit that was entertaining.
Think about it. Like from what I remember, it started off with like, oh, this is the dude she sleeping with. But then after a while, he was just like, you know what, fuck this, I'm gonna start talking about everything.
This dude went fucking nuts, dog.
You see what I'm saying? Because the dude all in the picture with his Versace robe on and shit.
That man emotionally
like,
unstable.
Like, goddamn. Like, what? Like, come on.
She's sending pictures of him kissing.
Right, like, come on. Why? You would share that yourself?
That's
exactly.
But,
yeah. No, why would you share that yourself? Because
the dude said he was
going to do it. Then let him. And then be like, oh, she's a hoe. Cool, moving on with my life.
Exactly. But why wouldn't you get in front of that, though?
For what?
Why do you care? Hold on.
Exactly.
Because now he's in control of it.
No, he's not.
Wait,
you're 100% right in terms of getting in front of it. But what you are exposing is what's wrong. I'm not going to put out those pictures and those text messages and stuff like that. Yes, I will get out in front of it, be like, hey, whatever, you know, like this chick, she crazy as shit, whatever, right? Like, if you want to, I wouldn't go that route. But if you wanted to, I understand all that. But the fact that you're putting out details and receipts, my nigga, like, you don't need to do that. Let the other buddy do that.
Right.
Because that shit looks crazy.
Let him look like
bro.
A fucking cornball, right. Not you.
Exactly. And I don't get that.
Yeah, and I think the other thing, right, like, you could get in front of and say, hey, you know, this is what happened. Hey, I got to charge it to the game.
Yep.
I got played. She got me. She got me, y'all.
Me and my 2 million. Me and my 2 million.
You look better then.
Exactly.
You look better then.
And that's how you get in front of that shit.
Right.
Fuck that hoe.
Yep, and moving on.
But that's basically what he said. He just didn't
talk. No, you're not going to do that, Rod. You're not going to do that, Rod.
Cut that nigga mic off.
Oh,
simping ass Rod over here, man.
Oh, no, we ain't doing that.
Rod, come on, man. You,
I don't think Rod is a simp. I think that Rod is just, he's just sensitive to other people's feelings.
No, I understand that.
So he sees.
I know he's not a simp.
No, I know, but other people might.
Other people listening might really think
other people might think that. I get why he's saying what he's saying. I just do not agree with it at all. I'm with you.
Oh, man.
That's it.
You know what's really funny to me, though?
I'm not saying that it's not weak. Look. I'm not saying that I would do this. I hate that I had to clarify shit like this. And that's the world we live in, because I would never do no shit like this.
Mm-hmm.
I barely put, like, anything about my personal life on online, period.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm kind of surprised about all this.
But I could look at it from objectively, like, you know what I'm saying? I could see somebody that wants to do
it. Oh, so you're putting yourself into the mind of a bitch for right now.
Oh my God.
So you're seeing
like,
how.
So you can understand
saying,
why?
You're saying, like, I wouldn't do this, but I see how, like, a bitch motherfucker might act.
I thought that's what y'all would get. Like, I hope y'all didn't think I would do this.
No, I didn't think you would do this. Okay, yeah. But I'm just more surprised that you're actually almost kind of defending the behavior.
No, I'm not defending the behavior.
You're understanding the behavior.
I said, and I don't understand. I said, let me look at this from a different perspective.
The bitch perspective. You gonna say he's not being a bitch?
Basically. Yeah, come on.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. It just wouldn't. That just wouldn't happen. Like, you know, come on now.
But that's what's crazy about this. Why are we meant to feel sorry
that
for this
it's
motherfucker?
Not crazy. It's just the different components that's added. Like,
he played
like,
himself.
Thank you.
He played himself.
He played himself with China.
Continually.
Yes. Initially, yes, he played himself with China. Everybody knew that. But did he necessarily play himself by getting in front of it?
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
Because
he looks crazy as fuck.
I'm not saying that he doesn't look crazy, because it did look crazy as hell.
So then what are you saying?
There's a player way to make this work, though.
I'm trying to put myself in his shoes. Like, if a guy hit me up, was like, you know what I'm saying, I'm about to air out all your shit. It's like, nigga, I air out of my own shit because I don't care.
See, what they saying is just like, let him do it. Like, he didn't do anything by doing that. Like, he made himself look like worse.
I get, but in his mind, he's like, first of all, you got a couple things going on. It's the shock factor, right? Like, now this dude is sitting, like, you're seeing this influx of shit.
Yeah.
Of your girl kissing on another man. This dude got your clothes
Rod,
on.
I got a question.
He's in your house with your kid. Like, you got all this stuff. People are emotional.
Think of the
y'all
narrative.
Acting like people ain't emotional.
No, we're not. But I'm saying I'm not taking it seriously because it's Rob motherfucking Kardashian.
But see, I think that's wrong to just go off because
fuck
of the
him.
Name.
Right. Okay,
didn't she say he beat her up?
Huh?
How come all that shit gets dismissed? But we're supposed to fucking feel sorry for her.
Because she's
I'm not saying that I feel sorry for her.
And a whore, apparently.
How say it again?
Because she's an ex-stripper and a whore, apparently.
Is why he beat her up?
No, is why she deserves whatever comes to her.
Fuck that shit, man.
No, exactly. But that's always
how it happens. Is that what he said?
No, that's what the world is saying.
Stop strippers and hoe shaming.
Wow.
Okay, but anyway, so I gotta...
Okay.
Well, yeah. Another great episode.
Ken tried to have a PSA real fast.
I'm just saying.
I have a question for you, Rod.
For Rod. Okay, yes.
So, say...
I know I dug myself deep, but I don't give a fuck.
You
man.
Do every
well,
episode.
Here we go.
I do. God damn.
Here we go. So, basically, if you sent somebody, I don't know, nudes, right? And they told you...
of your unmodest man?
God damn, Mike.
Y'all are really annoying.
Unmodest me.
Y'all are annoying.
Hell no.
Anyways, and she was like,
real dude.
I got these pictures of you. I'm about to expose you. You would get on your Twitter and be like, here, y'all. Because
you're about to come out anyway.
This bitch says she going to expose me. I'm going to expose myself. I want to be in charge of this shit.
What Kanye said, I wish pictures of myself.
So that's a yes?
No. I'm not saying that it's a yes. Okay, so, all right.
So what are you saying? You're saying you understand somebody who does?
Shit, they're getting out there anyway.
Hey Sophie, good one.
Okay, like, so then what? I don't understand.
But that's of myself, though. You know what I mean?
God.
Like, it's of myself.
Are you still trying to justify?
No, it's literally like the same type of thing.
How?
How is it not? It's still it's information that pertains to you. You know what I'm saying? It's still something that's personal or private or whatever.
Somebody's threatening to put you out there.
Exactly. They're blackmailing you in the same situation.
I wouldn't put my business on. Like, I just want to make that very clear. I would never put my business like that on social media. No matter.
So you're not sending no nudes to a chick?
Look, man. Get out my business.
Wife, maybe.
Get out my business, people. Damn.
My dick is my business. And where my dick goes is none of your business.
Oh, man.
But my answer to that is no.
Oh, yeah, it's simple. Yeah, no, I would not do that. But that doesn't mean that I don't understand someone that might do it.
That looks crazy as hell to me. I see that all the time on the internet where people are like, oh, this guy was going to expose me, so here I am doing what the fuck he, like, what the fuck?
Oh, you talking about chicks to be
you
doing
literally
that?
Look crazy. You look crazy, right? As fuck. Yes.
Oh, okay.
If it's one post... that's cool.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody says, all right, you know what? I'm going to air out all your shit because I'm fucking your bitch and I'm in your bed by your kids. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. One statement. Mm-hmm. Yo, this dude says he's going to air me out. He's fucking my girl in the bed next to my kids. Dude's a fuck boy.
My ex-girl.
Moving on.
Mm-hmm. That's rational, Mike.
Yeah, but
I've been there.
Like, y'all don't understand. Like, I've been in the same situation.
I'm very emotional. But I'm sure you got in a very low spot. And I'm sure you were probably in a vulnerable place, right?
Yes.
We all, like, if you had a breakup, I'm sure everybody's been there before.
Yeah.
So it's like, some people just act out differently on emotions.
Yeah,
like,
cornballs do what he did.
Still whack.
I'm not saying that he's not a cornball, but
that's all I'm saying. Fuck him.
But it's still justifiable, though.
No,
right?
It's not justifiable. It is not justifiable to leak your woman's nudes
to go on there and cry and bitch and whine and then go and make
12 posts about
it. She's your ex-girl. Come on, man. Y'all know that.
Wait, they already broken up when she was fucking with this guy?
Yes.
So then what the fuck are we talking about? Wait, they were
him being a bitch, yes.
They were already... Time out. I want to reiterate this shit. They were already broken up.
To my knowledge, yes.
But he's saying during the relationship, though. This is my... Because I think this
is
like...
This was her side dude.
This was
I see.
Dudes. Not just one guy.
Plural. Oh, well, Rob. Yeah. Oh, well.
Exactly. You picked Black China, didn't you?
Right. Nobody forced you to date her.
You thought she was in love with you.
Or okay. Either way. Here's my shit. Here's my shit. Rob fucked up from the very beginning.
Yeah. Oh, no. That.
Why are you... But that's the problem. That's why I'm not taking this shit seriously. Why are you fucking with a chick that was fucking with your little sister's man?
Love is blind, man.
No, man. Cornballs are blind.
You're annoying.
Cornballs are blind.
He's trolling at this point.
I'm not trolling.
Yeah, no, you dead ass trolling.
I understand that there's people that's like this, though. Just understand.
And I think that's the point. This shit fucking happens. Your thing is fucking Rob, fuck Rob. I think Rod is like, I don't know where you at, but... Rob out. No, I understand what he's saying. But if you take Rob out of the equation, this fucking shit happens all the time.
This dude,
people commit suicide.
Fucking lost his fucking mind because his girl was cheating on him with somebody else. Whoever he was cheating with, the man said, "Yo, I'm gonna blackmail you." He was like, "Yo, fuck this shit." So I'm gonna put this out of there. And then on top of that, then she just send him some fuck. Like, she played him all the fucking way around, right?
Yeah.
Like, didn't she just send him some news?
Ken, bro. When all of this stuff is happening, right, and you get these text messages from this dude.
He lost his fucking mind.
Wait, hold on. Go do some fucking
that's not what
some
he
open
do.
Mic.
And I get that.
That's not what he does.
No. He acts like a bitch instead.
And
I'm going to call him a bitch for acting like a bitch.
Like, some people make music, right? Some people talk about it in any music. He's not a music guy, so he's a social guy.
I can't respect this, though. Like, I can't.
So that's where he decided to put it.
But look, man.
I'm not saying you have to respect it.
It's whack as fuck.
I'm not saying you have to respect it, but just understand it.
No, I will not understand acting like a fucking cornball.
I don't understand it.
They understand how he feels.
Yes.
And that's what they've been saying.
And I realized that is wrong.
I understand how he feels. I don't understand how he acted.
Exactly. But that's just how he reacted to the drama.
That's fine. And my reaction is, you're a fucking cornball.
That was whack. That wasn't the right way.
Y'all can't tell that man how to feel.
Y'all can't.
No, we're not telling him.
Wait, hold on. Time
out. Y'all can't tell that man how to react.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. You're a fucking cornball. If you are going in public and crying.
Why are you judging that man?
Fuck him. Fuck him. I mean, for real.
You don't even know him, though.
I'll have to fucking know him. He's some rich, fucking spoiled little punk that slaps women on camera and allegedly beat up his ex-girl. And I'm supposed to sit here and be like, man, I get it. No, fuck you. This is karma, bitch. This is karma. Fuck you.
I didn't know he did all
that. And I hope it happens to you 12 more fucking times.
I didn't know you did it, man.
Fuck him.
I didn't know Rob Kardashian was listed as a woman beater. I didn't know that. This is new news for me.
Fuck him.
All I'm saying is, in this situation, charge it to the game. Move on. You lost $2 million.
I feel like he did charge it to the game.
No, he didn't. That's the opposite of what he did.
But that's why he put himself out there, because he charged to the game. Bro, I took a loss.
You got the game twisted, Rob. I don't understand where the hell you coming from, bro.
Listen, how you not charging to the game when you're open enough to just put it out there? How's that not
charging it to the game means you don't know nothing.
I
internalize it. It's only with me. I'm charging it to my game. What do you mean?
He was trying to make himself look like a victim.
Exactly. That's not charging it to the game. Yeah. charging into the game is being like, yeah, that should happen. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
You know what he should have done? Yeah. You know what he should have done? He should have flew his ass to Vegas, got him like 12 jets, yes. right? Sat in
Post
the middle
all
of
that shit on IG.
Bam. Yep. You got one dude that you fucking Blac Chyna. I got 12 chicks. That's what I would have done, and I'm not even a player like that.
You want to put it out there? If you want to put it out there, go on the radio show, do a motherfucking interview, and be like, "Yeah, man, she got me, bro." But you know what? It is what it is.
Right.
I done moved up.
Who's saying that he's not gonna do that?
No, it's too late now.
How? He already whacked.
Because he already whacked.
Yeah, he put too much shit out there. Right? On a bitch made tip.
That's like dropping a whack album and then be like, "Well, I can rap though." It don't matter now.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares now.
No.
Nobody cares if Trinidad James can rap. Nobody. It's too late. His name is already associated with this.
Yep.
It's Little Yachty could come out with some Royce the 5'9 type shit. It's too late. It's too late.
Why you quiet, wrote it?
You done with this convo?
Oh, I said what I had to say. All I know is that Blac Chyna out here with her hair done, okay, with her body done, living life. Like it's golden.
So she got to come up, huh?
I mean,
That's a whole nigga, $2 million. What you mean?
Like,
that's $1 million a year. What you mean? And then on top of that, look, man, look at how white this entire situation is.
I am fucking in my house that you paid the rent for.
So y'all glorifying
hair lit.
Who's glorifying?
I'm asking. Blac Chyna sounds like a piece of shit.
Okay. So no one
is saying that she's in the right. I don't even understand the entire situation.
All right.
All I know is she was fucking some other dude.
All right, so we are admitting that so Blac Chyna is in the wrong.
Of course, birds of a feather be pieces of shit together.
Well, I don't think so.
Y'all gonna fucking blackball my ass? I'm done.
No, I didn't do this. No, is Blac Chyna wrong in this situation?
Yeah.
You sure?
If they weren't broken up, she was fucking dude, right?
Sure. Fuck it. Yeah, she's wrong.
You can't do that, Sophie.
I think you saw.
To be honest, okay, I think it's funny. I kind of think the whole thing is really fucking funny. I'm not gonna lie. I think it's funny.
Okay.
But you know, I just, you know.
You're not answering the question.
No.
So
all around that shit. Like a motherfucking
sound like a note.
What are your thoughts on the Blac? Oh, we talked a lot about Rob. What would you think about Blac Chyna in this situation?
I think probably a lot of what she's done in her relationship with him was probably to be petty. She might have felt, you know how, well, I guess, you know, sometimes
for
like.
For what reason?
Maybe, what if he really beat her up?
I don't think that's the case, because when she would have said that, right?
She did say that.
No, she did say that.
So what
like
if,
after this stuff? She or like before?
No, before.
Right.
Yeah, before.
But what if he, I don't know the situation, but what if he beat her up before that? And then she was like, all right, cool, we're done, and I'm going to go fuck a bunch of dudes.
Oh, yeah, that's justifiable.
Okay, so we don't know the situation. We don't know that, so why are we going to jump to conclusions and say, oh, well, you know, she's wrong because she was cheating on him. We don't know the fuck if she was cheating on him. He might just be mad because he thought that was his because he paid for it. That's how a lot of these dudes in these streets act.
Yeah.
If I give you all this money, I own that vagina. Mm-hmm. That vagina is mine until it's paid off.
But he constantly talks about love. He's not
even. Oh my God. Man, it might just be one-sided. Emotionally unstable. He might have been the only person in.
And that might be the case, but I'm just saying he felt like. You know, he said it plenty of times. It wasn't about.
So you feel like he needed to be babied? Like,
it wasn't about
I'm
the
sorry.
Sex for him. He felt like he truly loved her.
That's great.
Look, what Blac Chyna was for Rob was the rebound, right? And then he fell in love too much because he's a simp.
Fell in love.
And damn. He's a simp. He spent too much damn money. And you
but
spent
he got it though.
Yeah, he does. Why is he complaining about it then?
You pay for your girl dinner. Like, for him, it's like. Doing it, getting a Ferrari.
Then stop complaining about it. Then I'm not gonna buy a chick dinner, buy her a couple pairs of shoes, buy her some records, all that, and then when she break up with me, cry about it.
Exactly.
Because I can afford that.
Charge it to the game.
Exactly.
So see, but if she like, but you like, yo, like we eat. I'm eating food with this dude on Mike's dime.
Charge it to the
You can't
game.
Change it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So you
whoa,
might as well just
whoa,
act like you don't
whoa,
care.
Whoa,
like,
whoa,
just move
wait,
on.
Wait, wait, wait. So you're saying that if she out with another dude spending your money.
Right.
Y'all saying y'all would be
just gave me $50.
No one said we were going with it. What I'm saying is I would not go on social media and be blasting. What I might do is come to y'all and be like, can you believe what this motherfucking chick did? Mm-hmm. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to call one of my exes. She know who I'm talking about. And I'm going to be like, look, I need you to fuck this chick up. And that's it. And then I'm moving on.
You gotta,
and
you gotta y'all would fuck not, chicks on
yes,
site.
Absolutely. The one that damn near broke my nose. All right, damn. I'm sicking her on these hoes, bro.
But I think part of this. While I understand what you guys are saying, you wouldn't react that way on social media.
But you will react.
And that was part of why he reacted the way he did.
Yeah.
But that's the entire thing that we're talking about is his reaction.
Bitch, whatever. If I find out my girl is out spending my money on another dude,
yes, you're going to be mad.
That shit. Right. You're goddamn right I'm going to be mad.
There's nothing wrong with being mad.
You're just not going to take it to social media, but you're going to be mad about it.
I'm not going to take it to public, period.
Exactly.
The right, but you're going to be mad.
I've been mad about less.
You're justifying the fact.
I've been mad about less.
Me too.
So but Rod, you're justifying the fact that he put this shit out there to try to, quote unquote, get ahead of it.
So she go out on your dime, whatever.
I'm not putting it on social media.
So if she said, yo, I'm going to put, and dude said, yo, I'm going to put you FIFO from Dead and Hip Hop, I'm about to put that shit on there.
Go ahead.
Or whatever.
Go ahead.
So you're not going to get in front of that.
No. Like,
you can't stop it. You can't fix it.
It happened, bro. But I got God.
But you can make it seem like it didn't even affect you like that. Nigga, I don't care.
Exactly. But he didn't do that.
Exactly.
That's what we're saying. He should have done that.
But see, in my eyes,
oh God,
that's what he did.
Wait, close your eyes.
In your eyes, that's what he did.
In your eyes, what happened in your
for
eyes?
For your eyes only.
You might need glasses.
Wait a minute.
You might need cataracts. What my eyes saw is like, yeah, he was emotional about it, but not to the. He's like, well, fuck it, I'm over it now. I don't want to.
Wait.
Listen to what. Hear my whole shit.
Hey, I don't.
Oh shit! Listen,
fuck that.
Oh God.
Clearly, he was emotional, right? But he's like, okay,
he should be.
Listen, yes. I was emotional about it. Okay, yeah, it fucked with me. I loved her, blah blah blah. But you know what? Fuck her. And while I'm at it, here's all this shit I'm gonna put on blast.
Oh, right, that's where you fucking up. Everything you said minus that.
Right.
Everything you said minus that. You don't put that shit out there.
You were
bro.
Good until your hands came this way.
Exactly.
You don't put that. And you left that other part out there.
There you go.
We were with you for about 75% of that song.
Exactly.
But the outro was some bullshit.
But maybe.
You like, too?
Huh?
You too? You I'm defending this bullshit?
Like, we all know he got played. He knew he got played.
Right, right.
I think he's just
I mean, he
be
played
like,
himself, so.
Yeah, I may have got played, but she was fucked up, though.
So you why are you putting saying? Out the details?
To show that what? She was fucked up.
No, but that's not charging it to the game.
Because it already happened. It already happened.
But it's let them look lost. Whack. Look, let them look whack.
They're not going to look whack, though.
They are going to look whack.
They did it. Yes, they would.
When they come out, right. Well, look, when Duke comes out and says, look, I was fucking Rob Kardashian's chick. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, look. When she comes out and says, I was sucking 12 other dicks.
Right.
Okay.
They've been ragging her the whole time.
Whatever. So what?
Why do you got to put that out there? You, as a person, as truly the victim, right? Because if I'm the guy and my chick is doing all this craziness, right? I'm the victim. She's doing fucked up shit to me. Why am I going to put that shit out there? No, I'm charging it to the game.
Right.
You're going to look fucked
up. You keep saying charge it to the game. And I felt like, and this is the reason why I say I feel like he charged it to the game.
No,
because
he didn't.
Listen to what I'm saying. God damn.
No, he didn't.
Listen, stop looking like that, Mike.
No, he
stop.
Didn't.
I'm not saying anything. I'm letting you go. I'm letting you go.
Well, you stop looking like it. Everybody stop looking like y'all.
That's why I look down.
I feel like
I can't look you in the eyes right now, man. I respect you too much.
I feel like the social media is the game, and he charged it to the social media.
Hell no! Oh, this is over. Cut that man mic off. It's a wrap.
It's been a great episode, everybody.
Holy shit! You cannot be serious.
I think. Look, oh
you
man,
come with
I
some
am. I'm gonna tell you why.
Time.
I'm gonna tell you why I think it's serious.
Every time.
I'm gonna tell you why I'm serious.
Rod, no,
social media game.
We believe you. So we think you're serious.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. Like,
we've been listening for the past 30
himself,
minutes.
To himself, he charged it to the game. Cause that's what you do. You're right. That's how you charge it to the game. You to yourself. You like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm over it. It don't bother me. So you charge it. So now it don't bother me to the point where I'm willing to put it out there. That's what I mean.
You know what, Rob? You know what? I think there's a point to what Rob said.
Thank you, kid.
Oh, hell no.
Thank you,
cut that man mic off, too.
It's going as, on? I don't give
as
a fuck.
A public,
I don't give a fuck
he
about
is
what you're
a
what type
public,
of medicine you on, Ken?
What y'all want to
oh,
say?
Oh, yeah, Ken's on meds. You're right, Ken.
What, yeah, what type of shit you on, bro?
Ken don't know what's going on.
Yeah, right. He having an out-of-body experience right now. This nigga like, he out here floating around talking about, hey, you better not say that shit. You better not. Ken out here talking to
the he is a public figure.
Yes.
A public figure
yes.
whose business is social media.
Exactly. Wait, time out.
His business?
Thank you. What Rob business Kardashian. Does Rob Kardashian have?
Don't the Kardashians
he sells
flocks. No. Wait.
Hey. He sells flocks.
That can't get his point.
Then make some black China socks.
Hey, no.
And move on with your
fucking life. They're not social media people.
Wait. When's the last time Rob Kardashian had a photo shoot?
Aren't they reality TV type people, though?
No, wait. Hold on, Ken.
Look.
Hold on, Ken. No, I'm going to say what the hell I'm going to say.
When
does Rob Kardashian sign contracts for his likeness?
Never.
Man, look.
Now, wait.
Just answer the damn question.
And what I was going to say is that I don't know much about these fucking Kardashians. Other than they are reality TV people.
And they all got big ass booty.
God. All I'm saying is, who is signing Rob Kardashian to appearances? It's all of the women of that family. Chris Kardashian, Kim, and the two sisters, Khloe and the other one. The super
I thought Rob was on Courtney too.
Oh my gosh,
she's the baddest one. Courtney?
Her face is
she's annoying.
Wow. Her I don't voice, give a fuck how annoying she
that's
is.
That's cool.
I'll give her $2 million.
I'm no.
Can we get... Can and we, she can fuck other dudes. I don't give a fuck. I'm dead ass.
Can we
she's
get...
Bad. She's bad.
Can we get to...
She's the only one I think is attractive.
Hey, Ken, continue on how you support
nah,
my
don't
statement.
Ken, don't no, get back.
I'm just saying that for me, I thought Rob was on the shows too.
No.
And as a public figure, he's okay. Well, I just thought
barely.
He was. So
he did have a show. He had Black Black China.
That's probably
he had
why they had. That's probably why
they had a show.
They did have a show.
They had a show.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a show. It was like one season.
Wait, what was it called? It wasn't Robin Black. I'm thinking of Robin Big. I'm thinking of Robin Big. Wait, what's the show?
But see, but that just goes to the point.
Who the hell is back up? Back up.
Let's go.
Did they or did they not have a show?
They did have a show. All
right. So back to Rob's point. If their whole situation was already public,
yes.
any fucking way.
Nah.
Then what fucking difference?
How y'all justifying this shit?
I'm lost right now,
the
man.
Shit why? Out there like
because
that.
I thought y'all were more player than this to be supporting.
It ain't about me
shit.
Not being player. I'm not.
Nah, he got played.
Shit. Y'all supporting.
Nobody's saying that he didn't get played.
No, I know. I thought y'all were more player than to actually support any dude going out of his
I'm
way
not,
to put
know what,
shit
I'm
on
not.
Public
let
like
me,
this.
Let me correct you. I'm not supporting it. I'm just saying that I understand somebody that can be in that emotional place,
but not the. Actions, you understand the emotion. I understand the emotion. Even if we're broken up, like if me and my girl, like I've had girlfriends, we've broken up, and then they're posting shit on social media
right.
with them, and I'm like, man, fuck, god damn. And you know what it is? I'm like, damn, she beat me to it.
But
this
see,
is some bullshit. I'm mad.
So
what I'm not finna do is go up on her comments and be like, oh, for real? Oh, so you fucking somebody
see,
else? Though? Oh,
but
fuck
this
you
is
then.
A new world
see,
we're
yeah,
living
exactly.
In.
It's a new world, and
that
I think people
excuse
have,
it, though.
But people handle emotions
it.
In different ways.
I don't give a fuck. That does not excuse
yeah.
it.
People vent on Twitter and shit all the time.
Nah,
man.
Okay, that's a little bit, but I'm saying, bruh, 9 Instagram posts and Twitter posts saying the same shit over and fucking over again.
Because he wasn't done yet.
Whining and bitching and whining.
Go get another woman.
He will. I'm saying that he will. He did charge her to the game. He
shit.
Will.
Hey,
but what did he charge
there
to the game?
A lot of women.
Explain the situation.
No.
He's
nothing.
Not. He charged to the game. What he charged to the game is that
him
I'm done
rich?
With China. I'm done.
Then
why
with are you still talking about her? If
because
you're done.
He's putting it out there. He's like,
no,
I'm done with this.
But Rod, if you put something out, you're not charging it. You're putting it out.
Thank you.
You are putting it out. Oh, yeah, man. You're putting it out. You're not charging it.
Different definitions for charging.
We do.
I'm with him. I don't know where Rod is right now. This is that Beanie Siegel versus Jay shit. It's like, let it go.
Exactly.
It's not getting you anywhere.
Right.
That's not.
When you say you're putting it all out
so
there,
so when you say charge
cash
to the game, you mean suppress it is what you're saying when you say charge it to the game?
What I mean is don't put all of your eggs out there in the world.
Right. We don't.
But somebody already is going to do it.
They
already
let them do it. Let them
and you charge game. That. You charge that. How many eggs you got? I bet. Let me put that on the card real quick. Boom. And that's it.
Right.
Why the fuck am I over here looking for all this money to give you?
Right.
Just charge that shit and keep walking, nigga. Sign
they,
your name.
They tried to hustle.
Exactly.
Rob.
They did.
Let they did.
So I'm not going to give you no money, though.
He took that leverage away.
Yes.
What leverage?
all the shit that they were alleging that they were going
to
do.
But, okay, wait, hold on. He had to let them know real quick, like,
So you do that behind closed doors. Let me, okay.
How do you truly show somebody that you really don't care if they put this information? No, listen. How do you truly show somebody that you don't care if they put this out or not? You put the shit out yourself.
No. Look. If I'm Rob, I'm going to put myself in that situation.
Right. Somebody hit you up like, yo, I'm going to put your shit, I'm going to air your shit out.
Yes.
Okay.
Air my shit out, whatever. You need to send me money.
Put it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Now, Rob was like, I don't give a fuck mode.
Okay.
And he wasn't in don't give a fuck. He was in I do
waiting. No. What am I insinuating? If you say, I'm going to put your shit out there, and I say,
go ahead.
Even if what am I insinuating?
I don't give a fuck.
Thank you.
What you mean? I don't give a fuck.
It was twofold. It was like, I don't give a fuck. I put the shit out my fucking self. Nah, fuck you.
You're not charging it to the game.
Thank you.
By doing that, you're not charging it to the game.
So much better in this.
Exactly.
Hey, look, if you want to get in front of it.
I don't know if he would have looked. Yeah, I don't think he would have looked better.
Yes, he would have. Because yes, if he wanted to get in front of it, just go ahead, Jay. You ain't said nothing.
People would have been like, damn. But they wouldn't have been like, man, you were fucking sent for this.
Thank you.
They still would have talked about him getting played the way he had to, and jumped like, yep, I got played.
Now the narrative is like, you got played and you a fucking cornball.
Right.
And you a fuckboy.
Right.
Exactly.
Like, but right. So let me back up. While they were dating, were people saying that he was being played? Like, what's people saying that?
What does it matter? It don't matter. That's irrelevant.
He made a great point. Think about what he just said. He said, weren't people saying that he got played anyway?
That he was getting played while they were dating.
So the jokes are
going
to be gone.
Like before.
It's like, right. You've been saying this shit for 2 years. Yep. And y'all been right. I was getting played. Cool. But guess what? I got 7 or 8 chicks in the back right now waiting to hop up on my dick. I'm good.
And I think in Rob's situation where he's kind of fucked up is that there are other people out here. There are other black Chinas that are looking at this like, I got one.
Yeah, he's a target.
Oh, yeah.
But wait, hold on, baby. Hold on. Let's not act this ain't brand new. Isn't this the game?
It's always been the game.
Okay, but so then charge that shit.
Hey, no. It's always, well, when you said that, I was speaking as far as it's always been the game for a woman to find a sucker.
But it's the same for a man to find a woman that he can attract based off of what he has. Yes right. or no?
I feel you on that, but I guess my point that I was saying is that you just basically put a bigger bullseye on your ass.
By doing what y'all are supporting.
I'm not supporting it.
Look, Ken just killed his own point.
No, right? I didn't really have a point. I was just.
Wow. Next topic.
I just would like to go on record again and say I'm not supporting it. I'm just looking at it from a different
then
viewpoint.
Then what have we been talking about for the last hour and 20 minutes?
I'm looking at it from a different viewpoint. That's all I'm doing.
You are putting yourself in the mind of a sucker, and I don't want you to do that no more. You better than that, bro.
Look, I don't have.
You better than that, Rod. Look, I know. I know who I am.
Why your damn pants halfway across your ass?
Pick that shit up.
Pull your pants up.
Be a man.
I would never do what Rob Kardashian did. I would never do that.
Either.
I would never do that.
So why y'all defending?
Because I wouldn't do it. He's looking at it from a different perspective.
Yeah,
what that mean? You said fuck that.
Yes.
Exactly. Why? We said fuck that.
Because can we not look at things objectively?
No, we can't. But you guys were saying that sipping was okay.
Basically, that's what it boiled down to.
Okay,
that's what it boiled down to.
I didn't say sipping was okay. I never said that. I never said sipping was okay. I never said being a simp is okay.
You use some Jay-Z wordplay to say that. Sipping is okay.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I do not support sipping.
Is the yeah we don't.
But then why are you saying what Rob did is okay?
He's thinking in the
or why you understand
the mindset
that.
Of a
why, why do you understand?
Basically, what Rob is saying: if you were a simp, simping's okay. But if you're not a simp, simping's not okay.
I wouldn't do it.
No. I wouldn't do it. But wait.
Say that one more time. You fucked me up.
Say that.
I don't want to agree or disagree. Before I hear you say that again, say that one more time.
I was playing, really.
Oh, okay.
If you're actually a simp, then simping is okay.
Don't go full Rob Kardashian. That's the thing.
Just go half
everybody,
Rob Kardashian.
No, everybody out there, don't go full Rob Kardashian. I think that's the thing. For me, like, I just thought,
but that just shows me that he doesn't care. The fact that he went for Rob Kardashian,
he
went all the way.
Too fucking much.
Can we?
He went all the way fucking in. I thought the shit was funny,
which is why I don't necessarily feel bad about the China thing. But
I don't really feel bad
this motherfucker
either.
Was nuts. Dog.
Yeah, can we talk about Kodak?
My thing is, game is the game.
And you got played.
Oh, wait. If the game is the game and you knew that you was playing yourself, how wrong? I don't know.
But he didn't know really he was playing himself. He heard people saying it, but he truly, well, from what he said, he truly didn't think he was playing himself.
Because if you allowed her.
She was foul. If she did what he said she did.
Oh, the whole, like, in the bed, which.
If she was cheating on Rob Kardashian with these other dudes, she's foul as fuck.
Right.
She was sunshine. What's the Harlem Night shit?
Oh, shit. Oh, I ain't never
got. But you know what, though? She did respond to it briefly.
Wait, did she say that she wasn't cheating or that she was?
Her response.
She looked unbothered.
Her response was, LOL. Yes. And then I think she said, either the next comment was either, sorry or my bad. Yeah.